Rangers Rambles.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the next episode of the Rangers Rambles. As you can tell, Jolt is not with us at the moment, but it is I, Avera, the candy corn doggo, who is taking over hosting at this time. All right, and with us today we have Orion.
Hello, I am also hosting the show along with the candy corn doggo.
Indeed, he is our tech support. And then we have Noble Cab.
Yo.
What's going on, dude? All right, and last but not least, we have Inu.
Hey, yo. Bark.
Sup?
All right, cool. So, what do we have on schedule today? Well, have you guys seen the new trailer for Scoob 2020?
Yep.
Yep. Zoinks.
Ruh-roh. Oh, yeah. It looks so good. Oh, my God.
I'm wondering why they're going for that sort of initial beginning of how Scooby and Shaggy got together and then going straight into a mystery.
Well, I guess it's like supposed to be a prequel, but didn't they already do this? Like, remember back in like the 90s, they had that show, A Pup Named Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
I recall it. Don't remember watching it, though.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. It was pretty generically 90s. But the animation in this looks actually pretty good.
Yeah, oh, it's quite fluid.
Mm. Yeah. I'm not sure about, like, you know, the voice for Shaggy, though. That's the only issue I have.
Yeah, he doesn't sound stoner enough.
Yeah.
He's a kid, isn't he? Oh, wait, you mean when he's an adult?
Yeah.
Yeah, they might be trying to drop that.
Well, kind of. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but point to make it acceptable with Chinese audiences.
God.
No, I don't even know if you can watch Scooby-Doo in China, because don't they have laws against like superstition and ghosts and stuff?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, no skeletons allowed.
Yeah, no skeletons, right?
Good luck, Ghostbusters.
Scary, spooky skeletons and shivers down your spine.
Not in China.
I'm dying to see what kind of Shaggy memes we're going to have after this movie hits the theaters.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Shaggy memes. Yeah, that was a weird time in internet history. It really freaking was.
Yeah, that'd be quite funny if, like, you know, if they actually referenced that in the movie.
Oh God, yeah.
Wouldn't that be incredible? If, like, Shaggy looks at, like, I don't know, a giant sandwich and his eyes just start glowing. Just goes Super Saiyan on it. Nah.
Yeah.
Guys, if I do decide to go see this movie, I'm going to sneak a Scooby-Doo sandwich into my pocket when I'm going into the movie theater, because I need to make that sandwich 10 feet tall with the one olive with the toothpick on top.
Yeah, of course.
It's quite funny, because when my brother was younger, he attempted to make it.
Oh my goodness. Did you ever see that YouTube channel called Binging with Bobbish? They make all kinds of like weird food, like from movies and TV shows.
Yes!
Yeah.
Nope.
Like they've made a Krabby Patty, they've made stuff from like Futurama.
They made the Scooby-Doo sandwich, they did.
They did? That's what I was wondering if they did.
They made something similar to it, and it inspired me to go, and I spent like $25 at Walmart on all kinds of things to make it.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, wow. But, yeah, so I'm not sure, like, there's been a lot of Scooby-Doo movies and, like, TV show spinoffs, and it's getting really kind of weird, like, how many there are. I think a few months ago we actually mentioned this on the show before, that they were, like, changing all the characters to get all woke and weird. At least now it looks like they're going back to basics. Hint, hint.
Yeah, the funny thing is, though, is, like, it's just, Does anyone remember like that annoying character? Like I think it was Scrappy or whatever.
Puppy power.
Yeah, Scrappy do.
The character was annoying.
I love how they made him the villain in like the Scooby-Doo movie. Because like no one liked him.
Yeah.
What do you do with someone who's unliked?
Oh, jeez. But yeah, is this something you guys like wondered about? Like the origin of the Scooby-Doo gang? Like how they all came together?
Not really.
I actually had a chat about this the other night.
Oh?
It was something about the creators of Scooby-Doo's back in the 60s or 70s or whatever it happened. And it was the five people from the five colleges in the town. And it's like each one representative of the next. So there's like Fred, who's the one who wears the sweater around the neck. And because he's from the hardy-tardy, you know, everything is nice college, everything is nice and puppy dogs. And then there's Shaggy, where that college was all a bunch of potheads.
Then Berkeley.
Then the other one, who was it? Like Daphne, she was from the other college where everybody's pretty and everybody's all nice and not quite Fred, but you know, decent. And then
more like an upper class, I'm thinking.
Yeah, upper middle class, something like that. And then there was what's her name? Velma, and she was from the she was the one. How can I explain it? Like a Daria kind of.
I'm thinking like a tech school or some kind of like mathematics or something like more involved.
Right, and she.
It's probably from Polytechnic.
I forgot what he said about Scooby, but yeah, it was something about them all going to college, and that's how they represented one of from each college from the town. I don't know if that was real. I don't know if it was just making me, you know, pulling my leg about it, but I'm like, wow, that's really interesting.
It is, yeah. And, you know, each one of them, they do, of course, have their own stereotypical character traits. But that's, you know, that's what makes them, like, iconic. You know, everyone knows that, you know, Shaggy's a freaking stoner who, you know, thinks dogs can talk. You know.
Yeah, maybe he's hallucinating.
Yeah, right? Like, that's what I'm saying. Zoinks, like, Scoob is talking. Shaggy, are you on them Scooby snacks again? What have we told you? No, I swear.
Like, sorry, man.
Oh my god. But yeah, okay, so this is another thing we were talking about earlier, about how Scooby, like, nobody in the Scooby universe seems to notice that the dog can talk. It's like a normal thing. Kind of wondering if that's part of their world, and maybe why people believe that monsters are real. Because hell, if talking dogs are, you might as well have a werewolf, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's always some guy trying to, like, you know, it's part of a scam or whatever.
Yeah, that was kind of a, at least in the original series, it was always like some executive or like some boss or banker or like a landowner that's trying to scare people away from this property that's worth value or some nonsense.
I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you kids.
Yeah.
And your damn dog. Okay, there's also another theory about Scooby-Doo. I'm not sure if you guys have heard about this, but basically it takes place in a dystopian apocalyptic future. Because if you notice, like, in the show, at least like the original one, wherever they drive around, it's always creepy and abandoned. Everything's dark and dead. It's not like, you know, a normal society. Like, everything is just obliterated. It's always creepy old houses. Oh, and the dogs can talk because, you know, radiation. Yeah. So there's that idea to mull around. There's another theory, too, that Scooby was, like, cursed to become a dog. And like, actual demons. I don't know. It's weird. I'm not going to get into it. But I like the Apocalypse one.
Yeah, Apocalypse sounds cool.
I don't think Scoob 2020 is going to delve into that. Zoinks! Was that a nuke?
Like, run for it, man!
Let's not do Fallout 76, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness. Do we have any fun live comments going on?
I'll have a check. Show.
Oh, hi, Blue Paw. How you doing?
The Scorch Noms on the Scooby Stack. If the Stooges were alive, they...
Oh, yeah. Wow, wait a minute. The Stooges were on Scooby-Doo once. They had, like, a guest appearance. Like, there was, like, that weird time in Scooby-Doo when they had, like, guest stars. Remember when, like, the Globetrotters were on, like, in an episode or some weird shit?
Yeah, they've had, like, a WWE on there. As well as a Harley Davidson.
Yeah, yeah, what the heck?
Yeah, talking about fairies, SDX has a fairy.
Yeah, right? They're all on SDX.
Ah, yes.
I mean, it was 1969,
Scooby is just a heavy pigeon.
Oh my goodness.
And Blue Paw is just being a blue cat.
All right, cool. Alrighty, I guess we can move on to our next topic, which unfortunately is a tad bit more serious, and it has to do with YouTube and their new terms of service, which I'm sure you guys have probably heard about.
Why so serious?
Let's not joker it up.
Ha! Funny. So, what we got going on here is, as we all know, YouTube has become increasingly Orwellian over the past, really, like, couple years. But now, part of their new terms of service is that they can terminate any account they want to without giving any reason for it. And other scary stuff, too, that I've heard about.
Just whatever you do, don't say the F word. You can say the other F word, just not the F word.
No, well, it's going to get bad.
My question is, what service is going to replace it? Because if all the little guys go to, say, Vimeo or something, well, the main guys are going to end up going there as well.
Yeah, well, also, like, BitChute is a big one. Or a one that's, like, on the rise. The problem is YouTube is becoming increasingly more corporate. Like, if you type in anything news-related on YouTube, you're not going to get, you know, small-time creators. You're going to see, like, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, PBS, all these news companies. So it's not like they... Like, you really have to dig to find, like, independent creators now.
Yeah.
But a big problem is a lot of accounts are going to get shut down. And, you know, people are worried about this because, like, you know, they spend years on this platform.
Honestly, it just seems like YouTube's running around with its tail between its legs after its latest lawsuit.
Oh, what lawsuit? I mean, like, which one?
The one with the children?
Oh, was that the one with those, like,
Copa?
Channels?
Copa?
Hmm.
That whole copper thing?
Yeah, the funny thing is, though, that regulation has actually been around for, like, a few years.
Hmm.
But atypical sort of massive corporation, don't worry about it until they get their asses sued.
Yeah, but the thing is, YouTube did say that they were becoming a family-friendly platform, so that's pretty much their fault.
Yeah, family-friendly. That's an excuse, too.
A few places have suggested about YouTube for kids.
Yeah, but why can't you just create a separate website?
Yeah, that would be better. Because right now it's limiting everybody. Like, some of the things we say on here, you know, it's not exactly family friendly sometimes. Bitch.
We've got a couple of interesting live comments. I like the one where... Scorch said, he's like, yeah, so in other words, it's no longer YouTube. It's just no longer YouTube. It's,
yeah.
It's hashtag FedTube.
It's DemTube. Yeah, right.
Didn't they have a...
Boxstar had his... Boxcar had his videos messed with.
Yeah, a lot of people has. Hell, like certain videos, if you say certain words, they just get taken down. And, you know, they say, oh, it violates our terms of service. But if they're changing it constantly, without even telling people sometimes, that's a problem.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, though, I just love the way that, like, you know, YouTube... the funny thing is, though, people can make family-friendly YouTube content, but they cannot advertise this content for children because that violates the TOS.
What drives me nuts is, has anyone ever been at a bus mall in the morning? And you get school kids running through? Bus mall. It's like a large area where buses, you can catch a bus to go to a bunch of different locations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kids swear like drunken sailors in my state.
Oh.
Yeah, it's because your state's a third world country.
Yeah.
Tasmania.
Ah, joking.
No, but like YouTube, what was their old slogan? I think it was like something...
Yeah, broadcast yourself.
Yeah, broadcast yourself.
Yeah, well, now it's go fuck yourself.
Yeah, no, it doesn't seem like...
No, it's not. It's slap you with the censor label.
Yeah. Yeah, and the copyright, oh my goodness, that is a whole other separate thing. Like, that's insane.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just love the way...
Oh, God.
Like, YouTube was set up as a competitor to cable. And then it just becomes cable.
For a long time it was. But, you know, the legacy media and all these, you know, they're worried that people are not watching TV anymore. So, yeah, because I don't watch TV, I watch YouTube. Like, I'd rather get my news from, you know, a bunch of different sources instead of, like, the main, like, alphabet corporations.
Because they lie.
Hey, yeah, they're all the same, too.
Oh, what drives me nuts with the main media is that they'll usually take a side instead of basically presenting both sides or all three sides or just general information. Instead, they pick a side and they go with it. It's like, you're not what I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's the problem is, though, is like one side takes one side and then the other side is just controlled opposition.
Well, it's not even really news anymore. It's just entertainment and opinion, you know, at the end of the day. A lot of it, at least.
I much prefer to be shown both sides of a story or information in general and then allowed to decide what I want to think and not have someone tell me what to think.
But that would be wrong thought.
I'd rather watch videos of some guy in his laptop, in his kitchen, making videos about the news, i.e. Mark Dice, or people like him. Shameless plug. No, but seriously, like people are like more genuine. They're way more genuine, honestly. Hell, even Tim Pool, which I'm not the biggest fan of, at least he does real journalism. You know, with his own biased spin here and there, but like, you know, he doesn't.
Did he come from Vice?
I think he used to work for. Yeah, he used to work for Vice a long time ago. But Vice is
because Gavin McGinnis used to work for Vice.
Mm. Yeah, Vice is special. But hey, it does have a YouTube channel, and you know what? That's their thing. But YouTube is also a place where people like, you know, Tim Pool can come from Vice and make his own channel and actually make a living off of YouTube. But now it seems a lot of people might not be able to do that.
Oh, no, you haven't been able to make a living off YouTube for a while now. You've had to use third-party sites to gain money to make a YouTube channel.
Oh, because of Adpocalypse and all that business.
Yeah, Patreon.
Yep. I mean, they started like demonetizing videos and outright banning people, but now it's just like it's not very user friendly, or sorry, no, creator friendly. Really, it's unfortunate.
Because, like you said, they can just they release the thing and they're just this, we're gonna take down whoever we want without reason. Now, it's that simple.
Yeah, well, one of the main things they're talking about is has to do with like revenue. So they're saying if you're a channel that doesn't make enough money, they can ban you for that. So it's as vague as possible, and that's how they want it.
The thing is, though, it's not making yourself money. It's if you make enough money for YouTube itself.
Yeah, because they get a portion of it.
This might seem a bit off topic, but I knew someone once who got a job at a local bank, well, a national, but still. And they could terminate your job for any reason, and they don't have to give it to you. So you're just walking one day, and yeah.
So they don't have to tell you why? Like, they could just fire you?
Yes.
Eesh. See, at least up until this point, YouTube would tell you why they got rid of your account. You know, maybe because you said some word, or some people reported you for something, or copyright, or whatever. But you could also appeal it, and then, you know, have it for review. I don't even know if that's going to be, like, possible anymore.
Yeah, it's just supposed to probably get to... It's probably better to get, like, you know... like, you know, advice...
It's automation.
Can of butter, like, you know, from other sources of advice, like, you know, like an actual proper, like, you know, expert in the manner. Because the problem is, though, with, like, you know, recipes, that Vice, like, you know, creates is that a lot of it's very generalized and a bit vague. Like, if you want to, like, you know, get, like, a recipe or something and, like, you know something, I guess it's best to get, like, you know, the information from the direct source rather than from, like, you know...
A YouTube channel? Yeah, but at the same time, though, you know, if people are, like, aspiring chefs and whatnot, and they want to have a channel of how to make certain recipes, and that's all well and good, right?
Well, let's look at it this way. YouTube could go the same way as Google Video, and Google's most likely going to turn into the next, what's that game company? Activision.
Wow.
Oh, crap, Division.
Google Video. That's, oh my goodness, I haven't heard that name in a while.
I miss it because you used to be able to download any video you saw. If you liked a video, you could just hit the download button and poof, you had it.
Oh, that would be very convenient.
Nowadays, you have to use VLC or a service to download the damn video or a program. It's like,
And my, in my humble opinion, YouTube is turning into, I'm not going to say the name of the other website, but it's a space that used to be mine.
MySpace.
You said it.
Well, they already massively failed with the social media side. Anyone remember Plus?
Yeah, Google Plus. Yeah, that was crap.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I
figure
so. I remember the days of, like, you know, of YouTube in 2009, 2008, like the era of, like, the, I think it's called the YouTube poop, like, you know, where they made, like, you know, parody, like, you know, videos where they threw, like, you know, editing.
Yep. You know,
yeah.
And such. And, like, it got to the point where they made music videos out of that.
Yeah, I remember the good old days. I mean, I wonder what YouTube is going to turn into. Like, is it even worth it to be a YouTuber anymore? Unless you're, like, I don't know, PewDiePie or something. Like,
it's going to turn into MySpace.
Ooh, PewDiePie. What would happen if he switched to another service?
I think he's trying to do that already.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't he have a BitChute?
Yeah, I honestly think that, like, you know, this TOS is going to be the final straw for him.
It's going to be that for a lot of people. I mean, it's not looking so good.
I don't feel so good.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
But yeah, so BitChute right now is kind of like the new 2009 YouTube. The way it's like it's laxed in its rules, and now it's just more free and more, you know, creator-friendly.
It's what YouTube was originally.
Yeah.
Updated. It's a little slow. It's a little small. They have their servers down once in a while, but that's because they're so new and so small. Once it grows bigger, they'll have more money, they'll have more servers, and it'll become just as reliable as YouTube used to be.
Yeah. Well, the problem with companies like YouTube is that they grew too big and became too bureaucratic. And we're way more interested in profit than actually, you know, its users.
And then got hijacked by Google.
Ah, there was that too. Yeah, that's a
yeah. Google ruined it.
But no, seriously. Activision, as you know, Google being Activision. I mean, come on, it's Activision take game companies and they basically totally trash them. And Google takes like companies and small projects, builds them up, and then just goes, nah, screw this, kicks it off. Kicks it into the bin, down the drain.
You're absolutely right, because Google, YouTube was fantastic before that guy sold off his thing to YouTube, to Google. Once Google took over it, that's when it became, you know, oh, you got to watch your step, you got to watch what you're saying, you got to. But before Google owned it, man, it was good. It was free. It was expression. It was nice.
Things went downhill after they removed the term "don't be evil."
Yep. And it became evil.
Evil shenanigans.
Yeah, the funny thing is, so I love the way they're like, you know, don't be evil, but like, you know, develop a censorious search engine for the Chinese government.
Oh yeah, there's that. That's the thing.
Yeah, talking about movies and Scoob and such, you want to talk about the Sonic redesign?
Indeed, yes. Moving on to our next topic. So, if you guys remember, back in around April or so, this new trailer dropped for the Sonic movie, and it was horrifically, scarily bonkers nonsense. And of course we talked about it, because the backlash was just too good. But it seems, for once, a movie, I guess developers actually listened to the rage on the internet, and they changed it. So, if you want to screen share that before and after picture. Yeah. So, basically, the old Sonic design in the original trailer looked like some skinny person in, like, a blue suit with this uncanny valley type of face. It was very disturbing.
The thing that really surprised me is that this is apparently Tim and Jeff's, like, two guys behind the thing, knew this was going to happen.
They knew what was going to happen, the backlash?
Yeah. Well, this is apparently, this isn't confirmed, but this is, as I understand it, on with what I found on the internet. But unfortunately, they didn't have the power to say, no, we need to do this. They just went with it. So it's like a Deadpool. Let's just put it out there and let the mob start screaming and shouting.
Well, I mean, they're not animators. They're more like, producers, directors, stuff like that.
I don't know. Oh, executive producer, Tim.
Okay.
Who's Jeff?
I don't know.
Oh, no, it was just mentioned. Anyway, I think there was like two guys. They knew that this was basically going to cause outrage. Had to put it forward just to get the... Great way to rile up the crowd.
Nah, that doesn't seem right. Like, would you produce a movie that you know would... like people wouldn't like?
Well, how much control did the people making the movie actually have? Most of the time you have this movie studio that will turn around and they will completely cluster a movie because, oh, we don't want that to be in this movie, instead of leaving the creative to the writers, the director.
I guess what I'm confused about is, was this intentionally bad? Or like, did they just say, oh, well, this is just what we got, and just decided to go
with it? The thing is, though, it's because they wanted to make Sonic look realistic, and to be honest, it was never going to work.
No. You think people would have learned their lesson with the movie Dinosaur that Disney produced years ago?
Oh, goodness. Dinosaur would look better than Sonic, honestly.
Yeah. If for anyone who's interested, this is what the redesign looks like.
Yeah, much better.
I mean, Look at the Lion King.
Oh, God, no.
Am I the only one not seeing the screen share?
I don't see it neither.
I don't either. But basically, the redesign looks more like Sonic. You know, it's actually like proportional. It just looks better.
I was just having a with my with my browser just wasn't working for some reason.
But yeah, so it seems like a lot of fans of, you know, the Sonic franchise are a lot happier with this design. And the trailer looks really good, too.
Is it Tai Ling? Can't pronounce. It's like the third comment, fourth comment now. The actor for Eggman sucks. Hey, I like Jim Carrey, but I think he's got his head too much up his ass after the mask.
Wait, Eggman or... I thought it was
Robotnik and Eggman are basically the same character. It's just in different franchises or different iterations. He's called different things.
Oh, I did not know that.
Sonic. Gotta go fast.
You know what I find kind of weird about Sonic? Like, why does it have its own, like, fandom? And it's like a weirdly dedicated fandom too. Like a lot of other video games don't really have that, aside from like Five Nights at Freddy's or like Minecraft.
It's highly, highly autistic too.
Oof. But no, like I've seen a lot of like Sonic Christian OCs, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, I try to stay away from that stuff. The what is it? Friend Fact had like this little area where. The little bit where they showed this Christian Sonic fan art, and they're like, what the hell?
You see, why does that even exist?
Why does anything exist?
I don't know. Why? What?
I'm looking at this on my screen right now, and yeah, big cartoony eyes, proper little fang teeth. Way better.
Oh, yeah. The original... he had, like, human teeth, and his eyes were, like, small. His colors were kind of weird, too, and his hands were white. He didn't actually have gloves, you know, like the actual yeah. Sonic does. It looked spooky.
But I thought it was interesting they showed more in the recent trailer than they did in the last one. Well, the first one.
Yeah.
It's because in the first trailer they're embarrassed of the design.
Oh, okay, so hang on. Native Rabbit, I can't pronounce the last name. North America. Robotnik was his name in North America. Eggman was his original name in Japan.
Oh, okay.
It's the fourth comment, if you look in the live chat comments.
Yep.
I missed the, was it 1993 Sonic movie? Who gives Robotnik the finger?
So, I know that the villain is really like into robots and machines and stuff, and Robotnik seems like a pretty, you know, fitting name. Where the hell did they get Eggman from?
I don't know. It's Japan.
Oh, all right. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
That whole Sonic giving the finger, found it. So, how can I share this? Pop it in private chat for you, Avery. There you go. Show that.
My goodness. I do not have sharing powers, unfortunately. That responsibility would fall to our tech expert, Orion. But, yeah, that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, see, that's official. That's not third-party stuff. That's not some cut. That was in the 2003 movie. 1993 movie, if I remember correctly. He's like, hey, Robotnik! He's like, hey, we're Robotnik!
Yeah. Wow, cool.
Yeah, the thing is, though, that they were able to get away with more stuff back then.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, what do you guys think of the new design? Better, worse? Could it be better?
Why don't you throw that up on the screen? I say the better, the newer one is way better. It's so much closer to the original.
Yeah, I think it's like 99% there. Yeah, look at that. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, see, that looks a lot better, the new one.
Yeah, it's night and day.
Actually, now that I'm looking at this picture, This looks better than the actual trailer. I think it's edited. Because the eyes are even smaller in the actual trailer. And his fur is, like, ugly. I don't know. Yeah, that looks like Sonic. At least the new one does. Oh, that's weird. They gave him socks in the new one? Huh. Didn't even notice that.
He always had the socks.
Not in the original.
Yeah. They were just rolled up. At the top.
Gotcha. Yeah, it looks like they forgot to do that in the original trailer design. So, are you going to see the Sonic movie when it comes out?
Don't know. Depends how good it is.
Yeah, I mean, I probably won't, but I'm just glad that they
have a better design. I have a bad, like, you know, taste when it comes to any movie related to video games, because it doesn't go that well. Never.
I'm guessing you watched the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, God. Yes.
Then there's Street Fighter.
Ba-bomb.
I gotta say, though, the only video game movie that kind of got it right was Tomb Raider, like the first one.
Oh, that was accurate.
Yeah, I mean, it was wacky and weird, but like, if you actually played the game, you really do appreciate just how amazing it is. Like, it's just some, like, mindless action. Yeah, it really does, though. Yeah, it really does.
Well, with the Sonic movie, like Anita Battle Angel, I bought Anita Battle Angel on DVD when it came available. I'm going to do the same with the Sonic movie, but I'm sort of half tempted to go and see it in the cinema. The last time I saw a movie in the cinema was like the second Matrix movie.
Oh,
wow.
Wow. Fucking hell.
And what, 2002? Was that made?
The other one I remember watching was Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Never even heard of that.
Is that the one? What's the name of that actor?
No idea.
Okay.
Well, but. Honestly, just for the support of the thing, after what they did.
Yeah, that, and I heard something about their animators. Like, they really restructured the entire movie. So, they really worked hard to make this look better. They had to change every single frame.
So, I'm not going to watch it. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I wasn't going to watch the Sonic movie the first day it comes out, but I'm thinking the first week.
Yeah, who knows? It might be good.
Well, I told you guys the only movie that I'm looking forward to is on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Or the day after Thanksgiving? I forget. But it's supposed to be Thanksgiving. It's Mr. Rogers, played by Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
He can play a 13-year-old boy. He can play an AIDS victim. He can play Woody from Toy Story. He can play anything he wants. He is my favorite actor.
I like his response after getting hit with a salmon.
What?
Wait, what?
No, seriously, John Oliver had a skit where he was throwing salmon around, and a couple hit Tom Hanks during an interview. His first response was blinking. His second response was, "Hey!"
No, but okay. I think
that was back when John Oliver was funny. Flipping hell, that's going back a few years, actually.
Yeah, it's like pre-Trump.
Yeah, the thing is, though, with John Oliver, like, you know, he tried to make it over here, but he got in a feud with Frankie Boyle. And people didn't like him after that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to imagine him throwing salmon around. I cannot comprehend that.
It's something Wish Animations came up with to get salmon over a dam.
Yeah, okay. I would watch John Oliver if John Oliver wore a paper bag over his head. Because his face is a bit too punchable for my liking. He's got a very punchable face.
Well, he's British. What do you expect?
I swore to never go to another movie theater again because I'm going to pay, you know, $50-$60 to walk in, and then you're sitting next to people that maybe some of them smell, maybe some of the kids are running up and down, and you're just like, okay, what's with the movie? Oh, the movie is woke. Thanks.
Wait, $50 or $60? What the? Where the hell would you go?
That's just the way it is in Massachusetts.
Damn.
But I didn't want to go to a movie theater anymore, but you know what? I'll break my promise for Mr. Rogers. He is my all-time favorite hero.
Yeah, it's like the issue which I have with movie theaters, out of all of the food they could give to people, they have to give people the most noisiest food they could possibly give them.
That's a good point, too. Yeah.
Pretzels, sticky floors, seats with the springs sticking out of them.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you don't want to sit in those seats, well, then $50-$60 buys you the recliner, the leather recliner.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, the thing which annoys me is people who are on their phones while the movie's going on.
God, yes.
Or like that one guy who's always coughing. Really, really takes you out of the moment.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I think we're going to have to move on out here to the next topic. Any other fun live comments got going on?
I can't see any. Oh, wait. There it is. Uh-huh. Once Upon a Time in Mexico is a good movie. Yeah, it was. We haven't talked about the Pokemon release yet, Tony.
Oh,
he's a comedian. Last week, tonight.
Native Rabbit says, Inu, Papa Inu is always welcome. Aw, isn't that cute?
But apparently I have to pay the old man toll because I'm an old man.
Boomer.
Screw that.
That's the end word towards old people.
Speaking of old things, Pokemon, over 25 years old now, by the way. Holy bonkers. And
there's
not
the same age as me.
Out. Sorry? What?
It's existed as long as I have.
Yeah, crazy, right? My goodness. But yeah, so they have a new game coming out.
It gotta be the thing.
It's already been released.
Oh, it's already released? Oh, well, yeah. That shows how much I know about Pokemon games. Not too much.
When I went to go see the optometrist, I was able to pick up a copy.
Oh, okay. Is Ash in this?
No, the game series, no. He might have been, or at least an iteration of him, was in Pokemon Yellow from, like, you know, pre-2000s.
Wow.
They always have different characters. There's always new sort of mascots you can play in the game.
Yeah,
the, but Ash the is more show, the cartoon and the movies.
The TV show universe is separate from the video game universe.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, so many different developers over, you know, so many years. I just find it really funny that, like, Ash is still, like, perpetually 11 years old. He, like, never ages. And well, there's some creepy theory about that, too. Like, he made some wish in the first episode to be, like, always, you know, pursuing being a Pokemon master. He, like, never got to it. But then he actually did. So, damn.
What I understand now is that they're apparently restarting the cartoon, the anime.
With new characters entirely, right?
Well, no, they're still having Ash, except instead of him going from the last place of the Alola region, now it's literally a complete reboot. Originally, the movies and the anime were sort of linked, but the last couple of years, they've sort of taken the movies and the anime so they're separate. And now it's been a real big change-up. You used to be able to sit there and you could binge watch the TV show and you could also binge watch the movies. But if you only watch the TV show or the movies, you could do that separately. But if you were familiar with that season where the movie came out, well, you'd understand why, you know, who was in the movie, the Pokemon they had. Bloody Mewtwo showed up in the first or the second series when the first movie came out, so you actually got to see him blast out of the Team Rocket base, and Jesse and James just standing there, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, cool.
But that's gone now. It's separate. And then there's, oh God, the first movie been re-released as a really bad-looking 3D animation.
Wait, the original movie is going to be re-released?
Yeah, again. Except this time it's all 3D animated. And it just looks horrible.
Ah, I should probably hire the guys who did Detective Pikachu?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should hire them.
And leave off the guys who did Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah. So, what's up with this game, though? Is it like, how is it different or anything?
Okay, so this is supposed to be the first mainstream Switch game. The big fallout is that the National Dex doesn't exist in this version. So it means the only Pokemon you get access to are the ones that are specifically available in this region, where if you had access to the National Dex, every single Pokemon you could get access to. So someone like myself that likes to play a game, breed out some Pokemon, get the ones that I want for the next game, and then when the next game comes along and I get to the point or it opens up so I can transfer them over, either start again or just continue on from where I was, except with the Pokemon that I want. And then I'm able to play through with them. So, for instance, Luxray, Mightyena, Eevee, which is going to show up in this one. I'd like to get some of the starters like Typhlosion, Charizard. Are they going to be available? When you actually got the game, there was like this whole thing about, oh, you know, we'll give you a serial code, and it's just like a uniform where previously, if you pre-ordered the game, you get things like little gifts, little toys that go with it, but now it's just a couple of codes. And I mean, the only like thing that I'd want that you get is Gigamax Eevee, and that is only available if you have a Let's Go Eevee save file on your Switch, which I already have. So like, the only thing I want from the major handout initially, I've already got it.
Interesting.
It that drove people nuts, and there was also a rumor that a bunch of movesets have been left out. So a bunch of attacks that people would use, say, in competitive battling, apparently doesn't exist in the game.
How do you manage that?
Apparently, I haven't seen it. So the competitive scene's basically just been clustered.
Okay. I know. I think Pokemon has gotten way too overwhelming. So many of them, though.
I remember the days when you were able to catch them all.
Right? Remember those days?
You can't catch them all. Some of them you have to evolve. Some of them you can only evolve through trading. Some you can only evolve during certain points in time. Not all of them are available.
Yeah, Ice Kitsune says 144 moves were removed. Wow.
Oof. Yeah, so imagine you're playing Call of Duty and you got your favorite gun and there's an update and you're told you can no longer use it because we're not including it in the game.
That's lame.
Yeah. Even if it's a totally useless weapon, but you just like it for the wow factor, yeah, screw you. You can't have that game. You can't have that gun anymore.
Wow.
Call me old, call me a boomer, even though I'm not a boomer. I'm not that old. I like my old Xbox One with a hard copy disc because they can't take anything off of that.
Yeah.
They can't and remove anything from there.
Yeah, or like if a server goes down, you're not going to like lose the game.
No, no internet's required. But like I said, I'm old school. Very, very dinosaur old school.
Yeah, the thing is, though, the problem which I have is games which describe themselves as live service.
Ooh.
That tends to be quite a cancerous term. But basically, it means game unfinished at launch with with like features that should be there at launch added later on.
You mean like what with Microsoft did with Windows Vista?
Beta.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember Vista.
Yeah. Hobart. Dick Smith Electronics, when that was a thing, you had two people come through the front door at midnight on the opening release of Vista. A drunk and some guy actually wanted to buy it. Well, that's a rumor I heard.
We're sorry. Here's seven for our apologies.
And then they've made Windows 8.
Oh,
that
God.
Liked.
It seems that every other release is a one is good, then the next one is horrible, then the next one is making up for it, then the next one is horrible again. Is
I
don't follow Pokemon that much, but is it like that with Pokemon?
Well, Pokemon Sun and the original Sun and Moon, when that came out, it was a bit lackluster. The storyline part is just psychotic because you can't. If you're in the middle of doing something, say you got like half an hour break to do whatever, sometimes playing Pokemon is bad at this point with Sun and Moon. What I've noticed with Ultra Sun and Moon, it's exactly the same, which is like a follow-up to it, but there is a hell of a lot more Pokemon. I was running around in one area in one of the games, and a Houndoom showed up, which didn't show up in the Sun and Moon. And there just seems to be a whole lot more of the older Pokemon in it, and it's been more fun to play.
Wow, so it seems like they're making up as many new Pokemon as there are new genders.
I would say... No, that's actually true, because there's about 1,000 Pokemon now or something.
Yeah, it's probably 1,000 genders, maybe more, who knows.
I blame Dr. Money for the gender thing.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, wasn't there like, you know... Like other people in the same field as Dr. Money who said that, like who disproved like the theories of Dr. Money.
I honestly wouldn't know, but I mostly focused on the fact that the sort of test subject committed suicide because of all the shit that had happened to him.
Good Lord!
Human experimentation.
Well, it wasn't. It was experimentation, except for the point where he was getting. What's that Jewish people have done to their male genitalia where they get a bit of skin cut off?
Oh, yeah.
They use an electronic probe and basically it malfunctioned apparently and the guy lost his penis.
I think it's I know about like, you know, the flipping like the issue with Dr. Money, so I yet to go back on to
Pokemon.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that. Other thing. Ugh.
Electric type.
To be honest with you, Sword and Shield, I haven't started it yet, and I'm not really interested in playing it, to be honest.
But you did buy it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why not? I
mean... I'm going to fire it up sooner, but a bit later, but not now.
All right. Well, let me know how it goes. So I think we pretty much wrapped some things up here. But there is one thing I kind of wanted to showcase. One of our amazing artists did a thing. And for those of you who missed Jolt, not here at the moment, feast your eyes upon this glorious work made by Sassy Brexen. No, that's not the right one. Well, that is his FA, though.
Whoops.
Right? FA? Okay. Now you're... whatever. Well, that's another one of his artworks. Let's see. Oh, no, I don't think the one from Jolt is here. It's the one I sent to you.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So, this is Sassy, who is really talented.
Yeah, he's one of our, like, you know, many artists.
Indeed.
This is his FA page. His Telegram is Sassy Braxen. And his art channel is Sassy Art Limbo.
Cool. Ah, I was hoping you were going to show the picture of, that he made for Jolt, which looks really, really cute.
Yeah, I know.
But, how do I post it in live chat?
I think the members have seen that picture. And the thing is, though, I don't want to scroll through Sassy's gallery because they have artwork which is NSFW.
Oh, fair enough.
So I didn't want to, like, you know, go on to, like, you know, that minefield, so to speak.
Gotcha. Yeah, fair enough. All right.
Well, this is YouTube. We have to keep the children safe. It's for the children's.
Oh, yeah. Please. I'm surprised we're not banned from YouTube yet. And again, I'm surprised a lot of channels aren't banned from YouTube. And they probably will be soon, considering what we talked about earlier. Seriously. Such bonkers nonsense.
Yeah, I really do like the section that we have when it comes to advertising artists, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so I guess... Unless there's any other special and amazing live comments, we might go through some closing statements. I want to start, you?
Yeah, sure. I guess I'm going to go see the Scooby movie, see how disturbing or how great that is, and then I'll give my little 2 cents afterwards. Sonic, probably not. Mr. Rogers is a definite yes, and I don't know much about Pokemon. I'm just gonna hold my statements on that. Love you guys.
Aw, alrighty. Noble?
I can't comment in the chat because I don't have, but I got physical copies of the games. Anyone who's sort of curious, so I didn't digitally download them. Yeah, screw that. I haven't used Homebrew on my console, so I can't do that. I can't, like, get a third-party game of it. And Native, about that whole probe thing, yeah, go watch the documentary on Dr. Money and his whole sort of thing about the gender identity thing. It's a bit of an eye-opener, although it's not on YouTube.
Hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I will be playing Pokemon, just not straight off the bat.
All right.
I've got something else more important to do.
All righty. Orion?
Yeah, it's been a fun podcast. As always, it's been a pleasure for me to provide technical support for the podcast. And I'm hoping that next week's podcast will be just as good.
Yay! Isn't it always? All righty, guys. Well, as for me, thanks for tuning in. This was super fun and awesome. And yeah, I'm probably not going to see the Sonic movie, but maybe the Scooby one. That looks pretty cool. I do like Scooby.
Oh, right. One last thing.
Huh? Oh.
What? With Pokemon? Sir Farfetch'd. It looks like he's holding a banana.
Oh.
With a bit sticking out of it. I found out that, well, years ago, in Australian schools, they'd use, like, a banana that was plastic, but on the inside it was male genitalia. And in sex education, they'd use that to show kids how to put on a condom.
Yep.
I see Sir Farfetch'd, I'm thinking, why is he holding a dildo?
All right. Anyways, thank you all for watching. We can be found on YouTube for now, Stitcher, Podbeam, Apple Play Store, and iTunes. This is us signing off for the week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.